sharing from my heart in Christ to your dear hearts a message I've entitled, Our Inheritance. You and I, once we receive Jesus Christ as Lord, have a glorious inheritance that will last for eternity. All you have to do, precious ones, is believe it and receive them. And where are they recorded? Well, in the Bible, of course. Hallelujah. Hear the word in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. As His divine power has been given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who has called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that we may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So what are the promises through the words of God from Genesis to Revelations that are for you and me as Christians? Hallelujah. Sometimes in our fellowship, I've had us hold up our Bibles and say, thank you, Father. I have and I am. Every good thing your word says I have and I am. In Jesus' name, amen. And you see, precious ones, if you get into the word, you discover more who God is on your behalf and who you are in Him. Because He says there, He wants you to have knowledge of God. Knowledge of God. Oh, to know Him is to love Him deeply. To know Him is a blessed life. The more I know Him, the more I'm happy in life. Hallelujah. And Scripture says we can know God and be strong and will do exploits to please Him. Psalm 119, 111 spoke to me so strong. It says, your testimonies, that means His word, I have taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. Now God knows that I've done this, and so, sometime later, I read Psalm 37:18. It's like God speaking back to me of knowing my request that His testimonies, His word, His of blessings be my heritage forever. He speaks back to me in Psalm 37:18, clear as a bell, and it says there, your inheritance shall be forever and ever. That's for you as well as me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So get into the word of God, beloved ones, and find out all your inheritance. Jeremiah 15:16 says, His word is the rejoicing of our heart. I'll read it. Your words were found. I ate them. Your word was to me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. For I'm called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. So there you have it, precious ones. Find God's word. Get the Bible out. Read it. Dwell on it. Feed on His wonderful word. Oh, Father in heaven, help all those wonderful people whom you love and who you died for, Jesus, and rose from the dead. Help them. Get into the word of God, that their hearts will rejoice and they'll know their inheritance. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let us all agree with our hearty amen.